Well, we had today the swearing in of the new transitional government of national unity, and this is clearly an important milestone in the peace process and in its implementation. The peace process, the peace agreement was signed in August. We've been waiting for almost 9 months for the first vice president, who's now also sworn in, to come back to Juba, so we'd be able to see the formation of the transitional government of national unity. This is done. It's been done a few hours ago. The ministers have been sworn in, and the government of South Sudan should be ready now to tackle the priorities and the issues that this country is confronted with.
What are the next steps?
Well, the next step, there's a number of steps that the government needs to take. One is to address the 28 states issue and to appoint a boundary commission, which will look into the issue with this transitional government. The other issue that the government needs to tackle is, of course, the deteriorating or the deteriorated economy. This country has been struck by the war. There's no economy anymore. There's been a huge inflation. There's no access to the markets. The people are in vast need of humanitarian assistance and also to be able to restart a communal life. Which leads me to the third priority, which is, of course, the over 2 million displaced persons throughout the country, the return of these people back to their homes, which have been destroyed. This war has been a scorched earth policy war, and it's going to be really hard to rebuild the country, but it must be done for people to return to their home. We're still in a period of grace, but how long is it going to last? People want to return to their home. They want to resume their life. They want to enjoy an independent South Sudan without war.
Can we feel a palpable change in the atmosphere with this week's events?
Well, this week has been very hard for the South Sudanese because of the waiting of Riek Machar and coming, not coming, are we going to have war, are we going to have peace? So it is clear that the return of Riek Machar, the fact that he's been sworn in as the first vice president and now the government, are really important milestone that have been well received by the population, the civilians. People are craving peace. You see, as you walk in Juba, that people who were cautious in the last days because they didn't really know what was going to happen, now, today, as we're speaking, believe in peace. And the government is enduring clearly a period of grace just upon its formation. But there are expectations as well. There are really big expectations, and it will be up to the government and the people of South Sudan to realize that it will take a long time to rebuild these countries and that the expectations they may have might not be fulfilled immediately by the government because the situation is very difficult, to put it mildly.